Shanghai Hewlett has nearly 7 billion rands worth of debt to repay. And in order to raise capital to repay this debt, the company is pursuing a rights issue which gives existing shareholders the right to obtain additional shares at a discount to their market value. The value of the rights issue is 5 billion rand, and the market cap of the company is only 400 million rand. So the rights issue represents over 12 times the market value. A company by the name of Magister, which is owned by Hamish and Rutland, is looking to underwrite 2 billion rands worth of the rights issue. But this was conditional on receiving a regulatory waiver exempting it from making a formal offer for all of its shares. South African company law requires such an offer if a shareholding rises above 35%. But Magister doesn't want full control and wants Tonga to remain listed on the JSE. This waiver was nullified by the Takeover Regulation Panel because it had found that parties related to Magister Investments dealt in shares during the prohibited period. It calls into question the certainty of the rights issue and ultimately the future of Tongaat. To get to grips with the intricacies of this entirely complicated issue, I spoke to Chris Logan, who's the owner of Opportune, to get his thoughts.
Well, the TLP has reversed the waiver it originally granted, which is a big deal because Magister, who were underwriting this big rights issue that Tongaat need, were only prepared to underwrite if there was this waiver in place. So the waiver has been struck down by the TRP after they concluded that there were concert parties or interrelated parties buying Tongaat shares once the transaction was announced. And that contravenes a specific regulation. It makes the waiver a nullity. So it's a huge development.
Yeah.
It's quite technical and quite legalistic,
yes.
But that's the essence of it. As things currently stand, that rights issue will not go ahead.
Do you think Tongaat will appeal the decision?
It's a good question. I think it's going to be heavy going if they try and overrule the TRP in a TSE hearing. And one must remember, even if they did, and the TSE then struck down the TRP's ruling, that decision by the TSE could be taken on review at the High Court.
Okay.
So, look, there's a lot at stake, so we'll have to wait and see. They've only got 5 days to make a decision.
What do you think is a way forward for Tongaat? Do you think they still pursue the rights issue? Do you think they look at another strategic way of handling that 6.8 billion rand debt that they have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they need to come with a new approach. They've run into a brick wall absent an appeal here, which, as I say, will take a long time and, could be taken on review. Look, if we stand back, there's something like 7 billion of debt. Technically, the company's insolvent, and there's strong resentment by a body of shareholders to the Rutlands assuming control by whatever means. To me, it's time Tongaat needs to call the bank's bluff. And by that, I mean, they need to call the banks in and actually say, look, guys, you've got to convert some of your debt into equity. That's the way forward. So to me, that's the logical direction to take this. There are other alternatives. In the past, you'd think maybe the PRC would come to the party, but, the PRC doesn't seem to be compos mentis these days. Tongaat does have substantial claims against the likes of its auditors, Deloitte, but it seems like, it's going to take quite a while before they have success in actually getting cash in on those claims. So I think a bit of a showdown with the banks is probably called for, given you know, where this thing's poised?
Is there a way for the growers or the sugar industry to, you know, form partnerships with Tonga to make it more profitable, or to form partnerships that are lucrative in that way?
Yes, you know, part of the original idea was to cut farmers into Tongaat's milling operations. There was this idea called Milko, which was floated by Tongaat, to raise finance. So in other words, you sell a part of your milling operations to the farmers, and then the farmers have got skin in the game to make your milling operations work. And apparently there is another ex-Ilovo mill which operates on that basis in Natal, and it's pretty successful. So you can look at that. It does seem, you know, there are huge problems in Tongaat's SA sugar operations. We've only got 4 years of figures, and over all those past 4 years, 2018, 19, 20, and 21, the SA sugar operations have made operating losses. So, and they'll report another operating loss for the year to March 2022 shortly. So there's a question mark about the viability of these sugar operations. So anything innovative needs to be, you know, seriously looked at and grasped, because obviously, you know, there are literally tens and tens of thousands of people who depend on these operations, and there's a whole chain. You know, if, for instance, Tongaat closed its mills down, the farmers would go down, and so on and so on. And there's debt owed to banks throughout the chain.
And do you think the board or management has the experience and the knowledge to take on that challenge?
Well, look, you know, this board and management have been faced with truly overwhelming challenges, you know, all of the previous, or many of the previous regimes making. The challenges are almost close to overwhelming. For instance, you know, it turns out that very little maintenance was done on these mills, so they're breaking down all the time. So it's one thing after another, you know, so I think all this reinforces the need for some breathing space, which really, you know, it looks like it's going to be up to the banks to provide.
So what is the ray of light you can give us in all this?
Well, I think the one thing that stands out, you know, their shareholders who feel really strongly about this company. I mean, you know, this TLP ruling was derived by a body of shareholders, largely Durban-based families, who took on, you know, Tongaat and Magister on the confirmed vote. You know, they really gone out on a limb. I mean, it's cost them a lot of time, money, energy. So they're people who really want Tongaat to work. I'm sure, I know the Tongaat board and executive do too. And perhaps everyone's just got to find each other. And as I say, you know, maybe calling the banks bluff.